The million-dollar campaign will feature minority state residents talking about the health and economic costs of smoking. The ads will appear on television, radio, and in newspapers. David Gunderson is executive director of the State Tobacco Control Board. He says they're trying to counter marketing efforts by tobacco companies which target minorities.
Smoking rates among African-American women, Asian women, and Latino women have historically been lower than the general population. Tobacco companies call that a growth market. Anytime that the rates are lower in a certain population, they recognize that if they can target those populations with marketing, they can get more consumers.
However, experts caution that anti-tobacco campaigns often create a backlash and fail if they're judgmental or accusatory. Joyce Wahlberg is an associate professor at Marquette University. She studied how young smokers react to anti-tobacco ads. She says many ads often create defiance among smokers.
Anger, annoyance, a feeling that they're being judged, and there is a retaliation effect that many of them hear those ads, see those ads, and their response is, those ads make me so angry, they just make me want to light up a cigarette.
Wahlberg says ads that target smokers by socioeconomic status may be more effective than those which target ethnic groups. She says any successful campaign should give smokers hope about kicking the habit. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.